Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So many questions to ask. Ralph Russo from the AP. What's up, Ralph?
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Now, listen, I hear so much talk and speculation that Michigan is going to have a down year this year. I know they lost a ton of players, but it's Michigan. They're not replacing studs with duds in Ann Arbor.
And they also have a pretty darn good coach to do it with. I think I'm in that camp that there's the possibility. Michigan's got a pretty tough schedule, plays in a tough division, has Florida to start the season, has an Air Force team that's always a pain to play. I imagine they'll beat them, but is a team that, you know, because of the way they play, is difficult to play. It is a strange kind of transition year. You lose about 19 seniors. They had, 16 or 17 guys drafted in the NFL. Harbaugh's only been there. This is year three. So while the recruiting pipeline is going pretty strong, his classes have been terrific. There's not a lot of those guys. So you're talking about relying on sophomores and freshmen to really have some impact as far as who's starting and your depth. They're not great at the quarterback position, so that's a little bit of a problem as well. I must admit, it looks like a team that's primed to step back. But again, when I talk to some people who are, you know, more, you know, embedded in the pack in the Big Ten, they're like, listen, you know, again, what you said, a lot of talent here, and Harbaugh's a really good coach. He gets the most out. He tends to get the most out of his teams. If there's a guy who you can look at and say, okay, you know, some of those young players that need to take big strides, he's a guy who tends to have players who make big strides.
Where do they fall in your opinion, in the Big Ten? Because Ohio State's going to be really good, and Penn State looks to be really good.
I think it's fair at the start to say that they are behind those two teams because of the experience factor. I think if you wanted to line up, you know, Ohio State number one, you know, Penn State number two. And if you just want to take the whole Big Ten, I think you could even say Wisconsin might be, you might give Wisconsin the nod over Michigan, again, just because of experience and returning players and things along those lines. But, you know, that said, that doesn't mean they're coming in fourth. I mean, they have to play all three of those teams, I mentioned ahead of them, and I'd be surprised if Michigan got whitewashed in those games. They're going to win one of those games.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. Here with Ralph Russo from the AP. Ralph, you talked about Florida and the fact that Michigan opens up with them. That's a team that no one's talking about, largely because you only win the SEC when you're in the SEC on the Alabama side. That's the only time you win it in the West. However, I believe Florida is the best team in the East and is a team that can make some noise this year. They got a lot of talent.
I'm having a hard time getting my arms around Florida. My general sense of the SEC East is Georgia, Tennessee, Florida, all relatively close. And I know a lot of people have sort of dismissed Tennessee. I think I'm in the minority when it comes to Tennessee, but I don't think there's that much difference between those three. And I actually think Kentucky and South Carolina could be decent this year. But I don't see any of those teams necessarily emerging as a playoff contender. Listen, at Florida, it's still about the offense. I mean, they hired Jim McElwain because he was a guy who they thought could finally, you know, bring an offense to town like Urban Meyer had and like Steve Spurrier had, and they still haven't gotten that figured out. If Malik Zaire is the answer at quarterback and they can get some offense going, they've got some weapons. Maybe this is the year we hear a little. Maybe this is the year Florida can not just win the SEC East, but actually challenge that team on the other side of the SEC.
We talked about them playing Michigan. How much are all those suspensions going to hurt them in that game?
You know, Antonio Callaway, the wide receiver, is the main guy who is a real big contributor on his side of the ball. Who got suspended of the seven players? They're going to lose some depth along the defensive line. But here's the thing. There's also, I mean, listen, Callaway has stood out on a relatively bad offense for the last couple of years. He only had 700 yards receiving. Mm-hmm. He's a playmaker. He's a very good player. I don't know if it dramatically swings the game either way, but here's the thing. I think it's also sort of a game that could go either way. So even the slightest difference that a guy like that could make a big difference, because I think the two teams are relatively evenly matched.
Here with Ralph Russo from the AP. Ralph, you know, we talked about Michigan a little bit earlier. Let's bring it back to their conference, a conference that our team here, Maryland, is involved with as well. Any surprises in the Big Ten, or is it going to come down to, once again, Michigan and Ohio State?
Penn State.
You know, and Penn State. I'm sorry, and Penn State.
Yeah, I think on that side of the division, it's hard to imagine anybody really making a move to break up that the big three. And you have Michigan State sort of sitting there, you know, after coming off of a terrible year.
Horrible.
So I'm interested to see what they can do to bounce back. You know, Maryland, I think, is still in a building phase. Indiana is, you know, Indiana, and Rutgers is way down.
Yeah.
So I don't think anything on the East. Maybe in the West, though, you know, Northwestern looks pretty good to me. They've got a lot of experience. They've got Justin Jackson, a great running back. I think this is going to be a pretty good defensive team for Fitz. So if they're looking for a surprise, maybe the surprise comes out of who represents the West, because Wisconsin is the big favorite now, but maybe a Northwestern can step up and get to that Big Ten title game.
In the ACC, you have Clemson, you have Florida State, and every year or every two or three years, we keep waiting for Miami to be Miami again. Is there a team, maybe even Louisville, that can knock one of the Kings, either Clemson or Florida State, off the top in the ACC?
You know, with Miami, and just like everybody on that side of the division, be it Miami, of the conference, Miami, Virginia Tech, North Carolina, Pittsburgh,
right,
all these teams have new quarterbacks. I mean, it was a banner year for that side of the ACC, but there's so much volatility now because all these teams have new quarterbacks. Miami's the favorite, but we don't know who's going to play quarterback for them. I think, yes, it comes down to Clemson and Florida State ultimately. Here's a team that I could say, like, keep an eye out for. I know they've become sort of a buzzy team, but North Carolina State has an NFL-caliber defensive line. Bradley Chubb is one of the best defensive ends in the country. They've been building some things there under Dave Doran, and they're primed to take a step away from just being sort of so-so. Now, I don't know if that makes them good enough to really challenge Florida State and Clemson, but I do think it makes them good enough to, you know, to sort of get in the mix and maybe leapfrog Louisville into that third spot.
Ralph, let's go out west to the Pac-12, and everybody's excited about Sam Darnold. And how good do you think that USC team's going to be?
Yeah, I think they're going to be very, very good. You know, I really think that what USC is primed, and you're really on the other side of that conference, it's USC in the south, and I think it's Washington in the north. Stanford probably will have something to say about that, but it does look like those two teams in the Pac-12 could separate themselves this year. And, you know, it might not be the best for the way, you know, for balance and depth in the Pac-12 this year, but, you know, what the Pac-12 could end up with was a really intriguing game at the end where you have Washington and USC head to the conference championship and the winner goes to the playoff. I think that's the best case scenario for the Pac-12 in many ways, because then you're sort of locked into a playoff team. You know, listen, the Pac-12 has a tendency to get a little weird. It's I believe, generally speaking, over the years, it tends to be the most balanced conference with a lot of depth. That doesn't necessarily help it when it comes to making the playoff, because teams knock each other off. But I think this year is the year that Washington and USC separate a little bit, and then you have that big showdown at the end.
Yeah, here with Ralph Russo from the AP. Ralph, before I let you go, I got to tell you, man, I like Navy. I know at the beginning of the season, the talk of the AAC, their conference, was all about Houston. Houston lost three games. Navy ends up in the conference championship, 7-1 in the conference, 9-5 overall. How good can Navy be this year, and can they win the AAC?
I think they can, though. I took a lot of heat from some Navy fans online because I did a prediction of the I wrote a conference preview for the AAC, and I had to predict the standings, and I had Navy fifth. Now Navy in the West, the problem is I think the West is really good, and I don't think there's that much difference between Navy at five, which was the way I had it, and Memphis at one. Like, I almost picked SMU. I could have considered Tulsa. or Houston. I think all those teams are pretty close. So if your question is, can Navy win the West? Absolutely, they can win the West. But I think that division is one of the most competitive in college football. I'm not saying it's as good as the SEC West or the Big Ten East, but as far as just competition and depth and who could win it, that division is really tough. And it's also so interesting because Navy plays such a different style from the rest of the teams in that division, who are basically, you know, playing fast, fast, fast and throw the ball around. And Navy's style, I think, gives it something of an advantage because it zigs while everyone else is zagging.
Hey, Ralph, the Oregon Ducks have been one of the premier football programs in the country for a few years under Chip Kelly and then soon after, and it dropped off the table last year. How soon can Willie Taggart have them back, or is that just a blip?
I don't think they're turning it around big time this year. I don't think you're going from 4-8 to, you know, 10-2 this year with the Ducks. I do think there's some rebuilding there that's going to take some time, and I think the most positive signs for, if you're an Oregon fan under Willie Taggart, is they've been doing really well in recruiting, and he's heading into and dipping into places that are he's familiar with, like Florida, to get players, and that's so key for Oregon. But I think that there's more than just some patchwork that needs to be done at Oregon. There's a couple of years worth of rebuilding, and then we'll see if the Ducks really. There's some question if the Ducks can ever get back to the level that Chip Kelly had them. That was a pretty special time in Oregon.
Well, next Saturday, August the 26th, little afternoon football, 3 o'clock, BYU plays that night. Stanford and Rice plays. A lot of America won't see that because of a fight that's going on that night. But we are a little over a week away from the start of college football. I can't wait, Ralph.
Hey, let me tell you something. I'm watching the football games. Forget that stupid fight.
When
did the non-competitive fight, that thing that, you know, people are going to be wasting their money on.
When will the AP rankings come out?
Thank you very much for helping me plug it. August 21st. So this Monday at noon Eastern, you can go do your clip stuff, but keep your phone with you and check in on the AP rankings. As I tweeted out the other day, you can look at the AP rankings and not burn your eyes out, unlike the eclipse.
Absolutely. So it looks like I'll start getting beaten up on social media next Monday.
You got it. Everybody attack Rob. You can go see who he voted for at collegefootball.ap.org.
Thanks a lot, Ralph.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.